KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Workers Union NUMSA says they're embarking on an indefinite strike at the Bidvest SA's container depot in Durban over the retrenchment of 106 workers. The employees kicked off their strike early this month after management and the union couldn't reach a deal during a Section 189 consultation. The company stated that a significant decline in business activity is one of the reasons behind the restructuring. Bidvest SACD employs 294 people nationally. NUMSA spokesperson Phakamile Hlubi-Majola explains the ongoing strike.
NUMSA engaged with management, and at the end of the consultation process, we were unable to find one another. We were not persuaded that retrenchment should go ahead because it became clear that Bidvest wanted to outsource the work of the SACD. NUMSA is opposed to outsourcing because that will result in workers losing out on benefits and conditions which they obtained as permanent employees. It also means a reduction in wages, and so we rejected this as a proposal. Bidvest would not consider other alternatives, only retrenchments.
KZN Education says it's working around the clock to help learners who have not yet been placed in schools across the province. Hundreds of thousands of children returned to school yesterday as the 2025 academic year kicked off. Department spokesperson Muzi Mahlambi says there were a few cases of walk-ins.
No matter how many there are, even if they are 10, there are still too many for us, because it will mean 10 households. Because in that household, it's 100% that child that has no school. We are working around the clock to have them placed by conclusion of the week.
Mahlambi says no major issues were reported on the first day of school.
We rounded up districts to check whether there were challenges that they could not resolve at their level. And there was none of such. It was issues that they could attend to. We are going to be monitoring until Friday.
And former UFC star Conor McGregor has been accused of sexual assault at an NBA game in a civil lawsuit filed against him in a US court. The alleged incident took place 2 years ago and was previously part of a criminal allegation, which the Florida State Attorney's Office declined to go forward with. The woman, whose name hasn't been released, alleges she was sexually assaulted in the toilets at the Miami Heat's Cassia Center in June 2023. Her attorney says she's decided to bring the case now after her identity was leaked to a media outlet. The plaintiff is also suing the Cassia Center staff for gross negligence. And back home, wet weather's expected across KZN later today. Durban's a high of 23 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 19 and Richards Bay 24.
And coming up in your sports, Emma Raducanu to face Iga Świątek in the Australian Open third round. United against Saints in the Premier League tonight. And I'll give you the latest in terms of the Betway SA20.